You're listening to TGP Extra.
29 and 28.
Remanded in custody.
There's something curious about this broadcast.
On the line, I have Nick Tan. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know about him. He's a musician and a podcaster, and he's got lots of different feathers in his hat, to be honest with you. And he's got something rather special that he would like to promote. So what's going on, Nick?
I'm doing a thing called a webcast, which is basically a live gig from my studio on the internet, so people can just come and switch on their computers and watch me singing into my computer.
All right. So what exactly is going on? Where will people be able to view this concert?
There's a company called concertwindow.com, and they approached me probably about 6 weeks ago to tell me that they're starting this new thing, new website, and would I be interested in performing on it? I've done a few things before online. I've used a company called Ustream before, which is it's kind of a bit like a one way Skype, if you like. You just sit and watch the concert. But the difference with this is that people can also pay, which is brilliant for me. I think I've had this thing about paying for things and things for free for a long time. And since I've been a full-time musician, I've noticed that people actually prefer to pay for things. They think they're actually getting, getting a better deal for something if they pay. It's a bit like if you've got a mate of yours who's a plumber, and you say, "Oh, I've got a bit of a problem with a tap upstairs," and you'll say, "Oh, no, yeah, I'll come and sort it out for you." He can keep you waiting for a long time to do that job, and he might not do a fantastic job. If you said to your mate, "Here, I'll give you 50 quid, can you come and fix this tap for me?" I'll tell you what, he'll be around the next day and he'll do a great job.
Yeah, definitely.
So if I do stuff for free, which is very, very rare nowadays, I'll go along and do. But if I'm getting paid well for what I'm doing, I do a really good job, a much better job. It shouldn't be that way, but it just is that way. So if people want to find out about it, there are various ways they can do it. There are links on my website, which is nicktan.co.uk. And if you go to the live concerts, live shows tab on it, there's a link of all. There's a list of all my shows, and this one is there. And there's a little hyperlink. You just click on it, and it takes you straight to the actual site, which is concertwindow.com. I would imagine if you went to concertwindow.com and did a search for my name, Nick Tan, T-A-N-N, you will find it.
So what kind of thing can I expect from the show? Is it going to be old stuff or new stuff?
It's going to be stuff from my latest album, 3AM, plus a brand new song that no one's heard yet.
Wow.
Called Crazy. And possibly, depending if they've heard it or not, my Christmas tune, which I've got various plans for. But I'll do my Christmas song and a brand new song called Crazy.
And when is this actually taking place?
This is taking place on November the 16th. So it's a Sunday evening, 9 o'clock, and it's live. So people can also interact with me. There's a chat room, and people can ask me questions. They can request stuff, all kinds of things. So it's going to be quite good fun. I can't wait.
It sounds like it's going to be a really good evening.
The ones I've done before on Ustream have been a blast because there's a lot of banter that goes on in the chat rooms. There's people sort of, because of the nature of my fan base, it's all over the world. So I've chosen 9 o'clock as a good time to work for people in America, and also it'll work for people in Europe because I've got a lot of fans out in Europe as well. So it's a real meeting of the minds. It's like the United Nations, one of these things. So. And there's people that know me personally, and there's people that know me through my music, and there's people who know me through both of those things. So, we had quite a laugh in a sort of typing fashion. But obviously I can speak so people can hear me. So, yeah, sometimes I get requests to do various things, to play certain songs, all kinds of stuff. And there'll be a few more surprises as well.
That's absolutely fantastic.
And it's a pay what you want ticket. So it's not like loads of money. We're talking like it would be a couple of quid, I reckon. I don't know exactly because this is the first time I've done one of these shows on Concert Window. So it's basically pay what you want. But I think the minimum is going to be something like €1.
And I hope that you have all the success in the world with it, Nick. And hope to get you back on the show soon so we can promote some of your other wares.
Lovely. Well, thanks very much.
No problem at all.
Well, that about wraps it up for this episode of TGP Extra. Be sure to visit www.thegarbagepod.weebly.com for the show notes for this or any other episode. Just look for the relevant tab in the menu. While you're on the website, why not have a nose about? You can find out a little bit more about me and the rest of the crew and find out what's going on in the podosphere by reading the blog and much, much more. Let us know what you think of the show.
Send an email to garbagepod@virginmedia.com.
Because
your input is our output.
Or you can use the social media icons at the top of the website, which include Twitter and Facebook. If you would like to subscribe to any of our podcasts, you can do so via iTunes, the RSS feed, TuneIn and Stitcher On Demand Radio. Don't forget to review us and give us a 5-star rating. You can also listen to rebroadcasts of our shows on the 1800 Online Network at www.1800online.weebly.com. If you like what we're doing here, then why not buy us a pint by clicking on the donate button on any of the podcast pages, the blog, or the video vault. And don't forget to spread the word about us. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you all again soon.
The Garbage Pod is a Spamhead production.